Okay, today's daf is daf Nun Tes in Maseches Ksubas. We are on Nun Ches Mabez. We just got to the two dots. The sugya that was just brought up was Adam Makna Davar Shlabal Olam and Ein Adam Makna Davar Shlabal Olam. And we quoted Shitas Rabbi Meir, who seems to hold Adam Makna Davar Shlabal Olam. That's what Rabbi Meir seems to hold. And we said it's provable from the other source, even though it's not provable from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah could be based on some other Shita. That's what Rish Lakish said. But in Lamaskana, we said it's provable from the other source that he holds Adam Makna Davar Shlabal Olam. So we mentioned the last part we mentioned was an allusion to the two ideas in the Achronim, based on the Rishonim, but the fleshed out by the Achronim. What is the problem by Ein Adam Makna Davar Shlabal Olam? So the Karen Orer that we mentioned yesterday seems to assume that it's a problem of Da'as. If something is not here, if something is yet to happen, yet to be in the world, so then I'm not so sure if I'm not so sure and I'm so serious about this Kinyan. So therefore, I don't have full Gemira's Das, and you need full Gemira's Das for Kinyan to take place. The Karen Orer explained that the Rambam in that way, where the Rambam says in the last case that we had of I'll marry you after you get Chalitza done to you, so the Rambam paskins, that's Mekudeshes. And it sounds like Vandai. But the problem is, there's a sveika dedina if somebody is mekadesh a yivam alashuk. So how could he say it's vade mekudeshes? So says the Karen Orer, because at least he knows it's possible. So therefore he'll have full gemiras das. It's not like a case where he's still a guy or he's still an eved where it's not possible at all. So it's based on gemiras das, and therefore it would work according to the Rambam. But there's a whole other approach that, according to that, maybe it wouldn't work, and that's maybe the basis of the Magen Mishnah, who explains the Rambam that it's only Mekudeshes Misafik. By the way, the Rambam is Hilchas Ishus, Perek Zayin, Halacha Tezvav. The other idea is that maybe if by an Davar Shlobo La'olam, there formally there has to be something for a Kinyan to be Chal on. It's not just in terms of Das, it's in terms of the Maisa Kinyan. You can't have a Maisa Kinyan if something's not there, even if it's held over until it happens. But right now, if you can't have a Maisa Kinyan on something, so then you can never have the Maisa Kinyan on something unless you redo it later on. So that's if you have that approach, so then, you know, it doesn't matter with Das, and according to the Rambam, it should be only Mekudeshes V'Safik. So again, if you want to look, the Pre-Moshe in the Sefer and Kinyanim has a big discussion of that with the many Nafgamina about what the problem is of Ein Adam Makna Davar Shlabal Olam. There is, though, an interesting Tosfos here. Tosfos in Dibur Baschal La'achar She'ez Gayer. Tosfos at the Gemara here again says, according to Rabbi Meir, if a man goes over to a woman and says, after I convert, I'll be married to you. So that would work. So says Tosfos v'im Tomar, but we learned in Maseches Gittin that even according to Rabbi Meir, that you hold Adam Makna Davar Shlabal Olam, but that's only Lidavar Shehuba Olam. If the parties are in the world, so then even if the content, the cheft, is not in the world, that's okay. But here, it's lidavar shlabal olam. Here's not what's the case. The people are not in the world yet. They're not converted yet. They're not free people yet. So even if you want to say, adam makne davar shlabal olam, but says Tosfos, who says that you would say adam makne lidavar shlabal olam? So how could you make that jump? So says Tosfos, V'omer ri, la'achar she'ez gayer lo'chashev kol kach davar shlabal olam. Saying, I will marry you after I convert is not such a davar shlabal olam. Why? Because I'm here. So what? I'm not Jewish. I'm still here. Kivan shahaguf ba'olam ela shemechuser geirus v'lo dami lo noladim tahasam lo bo la olam klal. So there's a difference between being born and becoming Jewish. Being born, that's lidavar shlabal olam. But if it's a case of converting, so then you're here. So again, does that fit in better according to the second approach that we said? Because, you know, if it's non-Jewish versus Jewish, l'chora, there wouldn't be gemiras das there. But either way, Tosfos says being born is more nolad, like we say on Shabbos, it's more nolad than becoming Jewish. Right, we compare Geshur. Exactly, we compare Geshur to Gai Kashin Oladami. We had it in Yavamas a number of times. But that is Tosfos's drum. That it's not lidavar shlabal olam in this case is not such a problem. That Gemara over there only meant in terms of being born. But in terms of converting, that is not such a lidavar shlabal olam. It does fit in a little bit, according to the Shita Mukubetzes, which we'll mention now, and then we will start the two dots. The Shita says that the whole list we had yesterday, It's an important sheet to look at. The list we had yesterday, we had after you convert, after I convert, after you convert, after I become free, after you become free, after your husband dies, after your sister, after my, your sister dies. That whole list, says the Shiva Gubetzes, each one is a greater chiddush than the previous one. Lozu avzuktani. Not only, says the Shiva Gubetzes, where I convert, and that's a davar shaloba la'olam, and the Eina Mukudeshes, and you might think that that's a real problem. Why? Because I don't have brismila yet. There's a problem with my body. But even after you convert, where you don't have to get a brismila, so you might have said that's not considered a davar shaloba la'olam. And then it says not only a case of gerus, where you're a birya chadasha, but shichur too, which is already halfway towards geirus. Even that might be considered a davar shaloba la'olam. And not only that, he continues with each one, but even if you convert, where you're already chayv and mitzvahs like an isha by an eved kenani. So what really changes afterwards? Nothing really changes. I mean, the kedusha changes, but I change a lot because I am adding on a lot of mitzvahs. And he goes through each one. And then after your husband dies, which is no change in you per se, it's an external change. He goes through how each one is a little less davar shaloba la'olam than the previous one. Actually, thinking about that now, that's just the opposite of Tosas, because l'achashes gayer is the first one on the list, and that's the most davar shaloba la'olam in the view of the Shidduch Gubetzes. And Tosas says that's dafka the one that's not such a problem, because you are in the world, and it's just a question of being misgayer. Okay, there's a lot more in davar shaloba la'olam, but we'll leave it for now. Let's go to the two dots. The Mishnah said yesterday that if a husband tries to be makdish the earnings of his wife, so in the first case, he has no power. Osev ochelis, the ikar marsi b'ayim, he has no power, and she works and she earns. But what about the moser? What about the extra earnings that she makes above and beyond what she needs? So that's a machlokas. So Rabbi Meir says that he has the power to make hekdish. And Rabbi Yochanan, based on what we saw, it seems to say, Adam makdish davar shaloba la'olam, even though she didn't earn them yet, he has that power. And Rabbi Yochanan Asanzvar says, Chulin, no, he does not have that. He does not have that power. So, what are you talking about, and what is the case we're talking about? So first, the Gemara asks, Emas Kadosh, when Rabbi Meir says it's Kodesh, does that mean immediately? Does that mean immediately or not? Machlokas. Rav Shmuel, Rabbi Chavaya, Moser La'achar, Misa, Kadosh. Rav Shmuel says, no, even Rabbi Meir, who says it's Kodesh, only means after she dies. After she dies, and he yarshins her, so then it's Kodesh. From now. Meaning, if you hold Ein Adam Makdish Davar Shaloba La'olam, then it's not even Kodesh then. But, according to Rabbi Meir, says Rav and Shmuel, it is Kodesh then, because of Ein Adam Makdish Davar Shaloba La'olam. Until that point, it's not his. So even if he hold Adam Makdish, so he can't be Makdish yet. But when he yarshins it, so then it's his, and therefore, the Hekdish kicks in at that point. Rav Adam Rav Amar, no, Moser Mechayim Kodesh. No, it's right now. Right now, the Moser becomes Hekdish according to Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara says, Havi bar Rav Papa. Rav Papa asks, B'mai, what is the case of the Mishnah that we're talking about? As we're going to see later on, there are two responsibilities that a husband has. He has to feed his wife, mizonos, and he also gives her extra spending money, ma'a kesef. So is the case where he gives her ikar mizonos and the extra spending money, so then all the ma'isi adayim should go to him. In return, so my time alamandam amr lachar misa kadosh. So why? How could there be opinion that it only works lachar misa? It should work right away. Right away, he says we're talking within the sheet of adam makdash davar shloba la'olam. So therefore, why should there be opinion that is delayed if he's giving her everything he's supposed to? So all the earnings really go to him, and therefore it should be kodesh right away. So Ella, what's the other option? K'she'ein ma'alam mazonos v'lo ma'alam ha'kesef l'sorcheha. He doesn't give her anything. He doesn't give her the mizonos or the ma'kasef, meaning she's working on her own. So then, the other way, my time at demand to amar mechayim kadosh. So how could there be an opinion that it works right away? After all, it's not his yet. So what? Adam makdash davar shaloba la'olam. You can't be makdash your friend's items. So how would it work? So what's the case with this machlokas? So says the Mishnah Gemara la'olam. This is the case. But ma'alam mizonos ve'ena ma'alam ma'kasef l'sorcheha. He's giving her mizonos, but he's not giving her the extra spending money. And the machlokas is, what is each of these parallel to in what he gets from her? So Rav Shmuel, who says it's kadosh only later after she dies, Savri Dehol Tiknu Mizonos Takas Masiya Deha, Umal Kesef Takas Moser. The Mizonos that he gives, that's connected the regular earnings that he gets. The Ma Kesef, the extra spending money that he gives, is connected the Moser. And in this case, he's giving mizonos. V'kiva de lo chayav la ma kesef. And since he is not giving her the ma kesef, said Moser didav. He said the Moser is not his. The extra is not his, and therefore it's hers, and it only becomes his. And we're discussing the machlokas in the seifa, which is only about the Moser. So the Moser is not his only after she dies. That's why Rav and Shmuel say that it's only Kodesh after she dies, and he yarshins her. Rav Adam or Abba Savar, no, the other way. Tiknu Mizonos Tachas Mosar. Mizonos was enacted Kineged the Mosar, the opposite. Umakasav Tachas Maisi Adeha. And it's the extra spending money that was Kineged her Maisi Adai. And therefore, V'kiva de Kayav Yetla Mizoni, since he's giving her Mizonos, which is Kineged the Mosar according to the Shita, Mosar Dideavi. So the Mosar is his, and therefore it can be Kodesh right away. Because it's his right away, because he gives her the Malkas. He gives her the Mizonos. Sorry? The machlokas is, well, there's no machlokas in lumdus, in the lumdus of davar shelo bala olam, etc. The machlokas is lumdus behind which why did Chazal make this takana this way? Which one is connected which? But my kamifluk, the Gemara asks, what's the machlokas? Mar savar, it's not as fundamental as you would have thought. That's what you were asking. But my kamifluk, what's the machlokas about? Mar savar midi de shchiach, midi de shchiach. One holds, the first shita holds that they put together two items that are common. Mizonos is common. That's a daily item. And Maisi Adayim are common. So that's the first shita. Umar Savar, Midit the Kites, Midit the Kites. And the other shita says, no. I'm sorry. Give me a Choshen Mishpat Chelek Aleph. Shulchan Aruch. Mar Savar, Midit the Kites, Midit the Kites. So the other shita says that, no, you go by two things that are definite. Two things that have an exact amount. And ma'a kesef, the extra spending money, is an exact amount. And ma'isi adayim have an exact amount, because there's a limit, and everything else is moser. Thank you. So therefore, that's the reason for the second shita of putting ma'a kesef along with ma'isi adayim. So that's the machlokas about which takana, how the takana was formulated. The Ritva here asks, among other Rishonim, vika takashule. What did the Gemara just say? We put together things that are common, and we put together things that are fixed. So what are the two things that are fixed? The extra spending money, the ma kesef, and the ma'isi adayim. But mizonos is also fixed. We're going to have the mission in a couple of days that the mizonos is also fixed. So what do you mean? We put together something that's fixed. The ma kesef. This is also fixed. Let's say the mizonos make its kaitse. Kidatah, the mission says soon. But mashres ishto ayde shlish. If you're sending mizonos to your wife, she's not home. So therefore, you also has a fixed amount how much you have to spend. So the Ritva says 2 points. Number one, no mizonos yakiri vizile. Mizonos goes up and down in value. Ma kesef is ma kesef, right? There's a fluctuation of the market value. And number two, if she's home with him, there's no fixed value. She just goes to the cupboard whenever she wants and takes food. Ocheles al shulchano mizonos lo kaitzis. Therefore, mizonos is not fixed generally unless he's mashre al yidei shlish. So this line of the Gemara, whether mizonos is fixed or not, is used by the Shach in Choshe Mishpat. In Choshe Mishpat, in Simen Samach, the Shulchan Aruch has the following halacha. Simen Samach, Sif Beis. The Shulchan Aruch says, HaMechayev Atzmo B'Dover She'eino Katzuv. Let's say somebody is Mechayev himself. I obligate myself to something that is not definite. Kagon She'nischayev Lazunis Chaveir. I go to my friend and say, I am going to support you. Period. I'm going to support you. I obligate myself. O L'chasoso Chamei Shanim. I will buy you clothes for 5 years. So the Shulchan Aruch considers that an example of something indefinite. It's as if I go over to you and say, I obligate myself to pay you whatever you tell me. What does the Shulchan Aruch say? Afal pi shekana miyado, even though you made a kinyan, lo nishtab l'harambam. There's no shibud. You cannot be mischayiv yourself on a davar she'eino katsuf. That's the shita of the Rambam. Then the Shulchan Aruch says, other Rishonim argue. But anyway, that's the first shita of the Shulchan Aruch, close to the Rambam. A davar she'eino katsuf does not work. And included in davar she'eino katsuf is 5 years. That's not considered katsuf. Says the Shulchan Aruch, right? If I say I'm going to support you for 5 years, that's not katsuf. So the shach there, and this humongous shach, like a five column shach, Kedarko Bakodesh, where he quotes everything under the sun, he quotes, Avapi l'chasoso heishanim, he says, this is a machlokas rishonim really, is 5 years katsuf? It's not an exact amount, but it's an exact time. So would you say that's katsuf? So he quotes, Rashi ben Izakin, do you say this is a davar katsuf? And he quotes the Ramban in the Tshuva, says, no. He says, mizonos for 5 years is not katsuv. After all, looking supas nun tes. So our Gemara comes up. Mizonos lo kaitzi. Right? It doesn't put, right, the Ritva said, mizonos is not kaitzi as long as she's there. But our Gemara says, befeirish, mizonos is not fixed. So therefore the Shach has a whole discussion here, whether you can prove from our Gemara, it's not kaitzi, because there is no time limit in our Gemara, it's marriage. It's marriage, so it's not five years, but first he discusses whether a certain amount of time is enough to make it definite, even though it's not an exact amount, and then he discusses in general, can mizonos be something that is fixed? Mentioned this Derech Agav, in the past I mentioned the thought of the Beis HaLevi. Gotta have some Agadata every couple of days. The Beis HaLevi, we're going to have in a couple of days, we're going to have some Agadata. Beis HaLevi asks in Parshas Yisro, he asks, how did Nasa V'Nishma work? Nasa V'Nishma work, why? Because of this Rambam. The Rambam holds, quoting Shulchan Aruch, if you're mischayev yourself to a Davar She'eino Katzuv, it's not binding. So Beis HaNasa V'Nishma, Hashem will do whatever you say. That's not binding in Halacha. So how can you be mischayev yourself? It's a Davar She'eino Katzuv, says the Beis HaLevi. Ask the Beis HaLevi, no, there's another halacha. Even though you can't tell your friend, I'll do whatever you tell me to do, but what you can do is to say, I am your Eved. I'm your Eved. You could create that context. You could say, I'm your Eved, you're my Adon. You could create the relationship. Once you do that, so then Memelo, the Eved, has to do everything the Adon says, because he's created that relationship. So says the Beis HaLevi, beautiful, that's what happened at Nasa V'Nishma. We did not say, Hashem, we will do everything you want us to do. We said, Hashem, we are your Avadim. We are your servants. That was the lumdus behind Nasa V'Nishma. Once we became Avdei Hashem, right, no longer Avdei Paro, once we became Avdei Hashem, boom, so then we have all the obligations kick in. Even according to the Rambam, you can't be Mischaev, it's not a Davar She'eino Katzuv. You're being Mischaev to be an Eved Hashem. Once we are Mischaev ourselves to be an Eved Hashem, Rav Yisam li Sgula Mikol Ha'amim, they're your Kanuyim li Sineam, and Mela, we have to do everything. So that relates to the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam that the Shach brings up here, whether Mizonos is a Davar She'eino Katzuv or Katzuv. Okay. Says the Gemara Meisvei, six lines. So we just had a machlokas, whether Mizonos is Tachas Maisi Adayim or Tachas Moser Maisi Adayim. So Meisvei, we had earlier on Memzayin, Tikna Mizonos Tachas Maisi Adeha. We had a brisa that said Befavorish, that Mizonos is Tachas Maisi Adayim, the Iker. So Gemara said, no, Ema Tachas Moser Maisi Adeha. You could add in the word, really means no Moser. Tashma, later on, we're going to have the Mishnah. Im Eino Nosin La Ma Kesef Litzarcheha, if he does not give her the Ma Kesef, the extra spending money, Maisi Adeha Shalah. Right, their Maisi Adayim is hers. So there you see, Ma Kesef is connected to Maisi Adayim. Right, the other way. So Gemara says again, Ema Moser Maisi Adeshala. Just read it as the Moser Maisi Adayim is hers. Says the Gemara, but it's a little more difficult to read that into the later Mishnah. Why? Because of Allah Ketani. The Mishnah there just said, what is Iker Maisi Adayim? And now it's saying, Ma is connected to the Iker. It just said, Allah Ketani, Mahu Osela, Mahi Oselo, what is the amount of Maisi Adayim that she has to earn, Mishkal Chamish Slaim Shasi Bihuda, the amount of weight she has to work, five Slaim of Shasi, type of one of the directions of the weaving, right? The Shasi and the Arev in Yehuda. So that is a certain amount of weaving she has to do. So you see, the Mishnah was talking about the Iker Maisi Adayim. So how can you say that the next line is talking about the Mosar? So Hachi Gamar, no, it can still work. Maisi Adeha Kamahave, you have to know how much the Iker is. Deleda Moser Dida, to know how much the Moser is. So you could say it was talking about Iker to then figure out, then beyond that is the Moser. Kaba Mishkal, Chamish Lam Shasi Yehuda, Shein Eser Slam Begalil. Right, Galil's money was worth less. Every five in Yehuda was worth 10 in Galil. And therefore, you could even work it out according to that Mishnah. Period. Okay. Next piece. This piece now goes to the Mishnah on Amud Beis. Omar Shmuel, Halacha, Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. Shmuel says the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. Who's Rabbi Yochanan Sandler? In our Mishnah. In our Mishnah argued with Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yochanan Sandler says, if a man says, your Maisi Adayim are Kodesh, it's not Kodesh. Seemingly because, Ein Adam Makdash Davish Lobo Olam. That's the seemingly svar of Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. So Shmuel holds, Ein Adam Makdash Davish Lobo Olam. No problem. So the Gemara says, 1 second, Amir Amar Shmuel Hachi, did Shmuel really agree to this? Does Shmuel really say, Ein Adam Makdash Davish Lobo Olam? But we learned in a Mishnah, Konem Shani Osa Leficha, Ein Od Tzarek Lahafer. What happens if a woman says, makes a konam? A konam is like a form of neder, saying, it should be like Hekdish to me. So the special form of Konam. We're going to have Mesechus Adarim is coming up, the end of December or so. So we're going to get into Konams. So Konam Shani Osa Lepicha. So if a woman says, my Maisi Adayim should be like Hekdish to you. Meaning basically saying my earnings are Asur Bahana to you. So what's the halacha there? So the Tanakhama says, in a circle hafer. He does not even have to be mefer it. Right? We know the husband has power to be mefer, to get rid of the Nadarim of his wife. He doesn't even have to be mefer in this case. Doesn't have to. Why? Because the Maisi Daim go to him. Tosfos says, second Tosfos, obviously we're talking about a case where he's giving her mazonos and ma'akesef. So therefore the Maisi Daim are going to him. So therefore, he doesn't even have to be mefer. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Yafer, no, he should be mefer, and he must be mefer. Why? Shemetadif alav yesem and aroilo. Maybe she will make earnings more than what has to go to him, and therefore that earnings belong to her. And the neder will be able to be chal on that. So there's going to be stuff in the house that's also to him. Can't have that. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva says, because you're worried about the extra, you have to be, he should be made for it. I guess above the moser. I guess some items that, unless you say he's not giving her the ma'akesef here, Tosa says he's giving her both. Tosa says he's giving her both. But, right, Hadafa, Tosa discusses a little bit that question. But there's got to be some extra, according to Rabbi Akiva, that's above and beyond what goes to him. And the third sheet, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, Omer Yafer. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says, no, he has to be mefer even for the Iker. Why? Shema Yigar Shena, Vadeh Asura Lachzar. No, because maybe he's going to divorce her, and then, after he divorces her, then all the stuff, now the nether's going to kick in. Now the nether's going to kick in, because now she is not Meshubit to him anymore, and then, what if he wants to take her back? If he wants to take her back, he's not going to be able to, because all the stuff is Aser. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says, he has to be made for now because of that future possibility. And what does it seem like? What's that based on? Why is it going to kick in right away after he divorces her? It seems like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri holds, Avdam Matash Davash Lebal Olam, or Avdam Noder Davash Lebal Olam. All of these are put together. So that's the three-way Machlokas Rishonim. The Brechaz Avram just has a question he does not answer. Interesting question. He says, I don't understand. What are we worried about the future? So when he marries her again, it's all going to be mutzah to him again. Right? It's Meshubit again. What? The nether is covered beforehand? Okay, the Baal is not made for Bekodman. The halacha is you can't be made for it on a nether from beforehand. But either way, now there's a new Shibud. There's a new Shibud. It should Odpam be mutter. Okay, he leaves it at Zorachian. Maybe you say you're worried about the stuff from beforehand. Okay, V'yomer Shmuel, but here's now the kasha, halacha k'Rav Yochanan ben Uri. Here's the problem. Shmuel says halacha k'Rav Yochanan ben Uri. What does that seem to be? What does Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri say? You have to be made for it because you're worried about the future possibility. Why? It seems like because of the machlokes of Shlomo Olam. So how could Shmuel say in our Mishnah that halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan Sanzar that ain't on the machlokes of Shlomo Olam? That's the steer in Shmuel. Four answers. That's till the Mishnah now. We have four answers. Even before we get to there, though, an important point. Tosa, Steer Matzah Rabbi Akiva, asks a simple question. He says, we're going to learn in Seches Nedarim that a husband is allowed to be, he can't be made for every neder of his wife. One of two possibilities. Either a neder that's called Yeshbo Inui Nefesh, a neder that brings pain to the wife or the husband, painful. She loves fruit. And she asks all fruit. That's Inui Nefesh. Or what's called Dvarim Shebein Olaveina. A neder that has to do with serious issues between the couple. Dvarim Shebein Olaveina. So ask Tosas, what's this? Why is this in that category? V'yim Tomer Yesosis, Teich Yachal HaFer, V'ha'in Zed Midram Shebein Olaveina. This doesn't have to do with their physical relationship, which is the simple reading of Devarim Shebein Olaveina. Tosas says, V'yish Lomar, Techash Shebein Olaveina, L'fi She'ena Yachal Yizahir, V'likach Mamish B'tzimtzum Es Haroilo, U'lohaniach She'ena Roilo. Tosas says, L'maisa, he's not going to be able to use, you know, certain things in the house that are ushered to him. He's not going to be careful. So that's considered Devarim Shebein Olaveina. So the Achronim explain Tosas. What is the definition of Dvarim Shebein Olaveina? Not dafka directly. It doesn't have to be directly Dvarim Shebein Olaveina, but as long as the results, Lamaisa. Lamaisa Dvarim Shebein Olaveina is enough, and here he's not going to be able to function because there are items here that he's not going to be able to be careful with. The Ravid in the Rashma here also asked the question. He has another Lashon. He says, Ikal Meimar, De kol neder she todur ba'odena tachtav, she yuchol lahagia lo lidei chisaron hana'a, any neder that she makes, which could at any point in time bring him a chisaron in hana'a, afilu l'kishetetze mitachtav, even if it's only after divorce, yafer. So then that is already considered Dvarim Shebein Olaveina, since she took the neder when she was tachtav, bein ish l'ishto karina bay. So even though, even the other shitas, even Rabbi Akiva who says yafer, because you really, maybe it's only after divorce that it's really going to affect them, still that's called Dvarim Shebein Olaveina. Okay, we'll have to remember these ideas when we get into Maseches Nedarim about how do you define Dvarim Shebein Olaveina. Yeah.
So you suggest that this equation is that from our mission you can't.
Okay, we said according to Reish Lakish, you cannot prove it from our Mishnah that Rabbi Meir holds other Makdish. Can you prove from Yochanan Sandler? You're asking the other way. Does Rabbi Yochanan Sandler definitely have to hold in other Makdish? Well, why else would he say Chulin? We have, even Rabbi Meir might hold this good La'achar Misa. So at least, if you hold Adam Machta Nefesh Shabbat Olam, should at least be good La'achar Misa, and he doesn't even say that. He doesn't even say that. So that's why it seems that he would say it's because of Ein Adam Machta Nefesh Shabbat Olam. Okay, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara has, we have Akasha, Stira, and Shmuel. Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yochanan Sadler in our Mishnah, and he holds like Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri in this Mishnah quoted. So four answers. Number one. Ki Amar Shmuel Halacha Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri Lahadafa. No. In this Mishnah quoted here, when does he say the Halacha like Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri? That's only regarding the extra. The extra, meaning really Ein Adam Machta Nefesh Shabbat Olam. It's only regarding the extra, which is his right away. Which is his right away, even within the marriage. Rashi asks, that's also Lo Bala Olam. The Gemara could have asked that, but we're going to ask a different question. But the Gemara says, what do you mean? So, he holds like Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri regarding the Hadafa? So, V'leima Halacha Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri La'adafa. So, why doesn't he say that? Or, Inami, Ein Halacha Tanakama. Or say the Halacha is like not like the Tanakama, who says you don't have to be made for it at all. Inami. Or the most simple one, this is the real one that should have been first, Halacha Rabbi Akiva. That's exactly Rabbi Akiva Shita. You have to be made for it because of the extra. So what, he's saying you have to be made for like, he holds like Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri regarding the extra. He has to be made for it. That's not Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri's opinion. That is Rabbi Akiva's opinion. So either way, we reject that option. So we say El Amr of Yosef, a second answer. Second pshat, and the third one's going to be on Amid Beis. But the El Amr of Yosef, Konamos Kamrit. You're asking me a question about Konamos? Shiny Konamos. Konamos are special. Konam, as we mentioned, is a specific type of neder where the person says, I want to give this the status of Hektish. So the Gemara says, Konamos have a special power where other forms of making it usser and other forms of hektish do not have the power. Says the Gemara, Mitoksha Ademos appears chaveru alav. Could I go to my friend's fruit and say, your fruit are hektish? I can't do that. Einachdu makdash dover shenu shalom. But what I can do is I can go to my friend's fruit and say, your fruit are hektish to me. That means konam. So konam is like a specific type of hektish. It's not hektish to the world, it's hektish to a specific person. So you see, konam does something that hektish can't do. I can't be makdish my friend's stuff, but I'd be konam my friend's stuff to me. So just like you could be konam, you can make your friends, mitosha ademos appears chaveiro love, just like I can make my friend's fruit konam to me. So you see, it works where regular hektish does not work. So ademakdish davash labala olam. So too will say, a konam can even work on a davash labala olam. Even though you can't be makdash on a davash labala olam. So that's the answer to the stibra. Shmuel generally holds, ein ademakdash davash labala olam. Konam is different. Konam, the way it works, it has special powers, and therefore it could work even in this case. Amalei Abaya, 1 minute. Abaya says, come on, you can't compare the case of with your friend's items, just because you could ask your friend's item to you, and you could compare that to Adam Akhtar Javashla Balaolam. Amalei Abaya, Bishlama Adam Oser Peros Chaveru Alav. Fine, I could go to my friend's fruit and say they're a konam to me. Shekain Adam Oser Peros Aval Chaveru. Why? Because, as Tosfos here explains, there's something that I have. It's either mine, or I'm assuring it on me. If I'm involved, if I'm doing one of those two things, so then I have that power. So I could say the fruit is also to me, because the fruit is ba'olam, and I'm saying it's the fruit are ba'olam, and I'm assuring it to me. But yes, or davar shlo ba'olam al chaveiro, shekin ein adam osa peiros chaveiro chaveiro. But davar shlo ba'olam, it's a much more problematic issue. It's not yours, it's not here yet, there's nothing connected to you. So you can't make that jump, you can't just say, oh, konam is different, it works, and therefore it's going to magically work by a davar shlo ba'olam also. You can't say that. Something has to be shayach to you. It has to be in the world, it has to be assuring it on you, so therefore you can't make that comparison. I'm sorry, here's number three already. So that's why we reject to say konam is different, and we go to number three. El Amar Rav Huna Bar Dav Yeshua. Again, third try, what's the answer to the steers in Shmuel? Does Shmuel hold Makna Davar Shlo Bal Olam or not? So we say, really, Ba'omeres, Rav Huna Bar Dav Yeshua says, Ba'omeres, Yikachu Yadai Lo Sayem. In this Mishnah quoted here, really, it's a Davar Shebala Olam. Why? She says, my hands should be usher to their creator, to their maker. Meaning she's not ushering the earnings she's going to make from her hands, she's ushering her hands. Tiyadayim isnuhu ba'olam, and her hands are here. And the Ritva here explains, we alluded to this the other day, it's just like you are makdish or you sell fruit of a tree that aren't grown yet. Dekel l'peirosav. They're not here, but the fruit is included in the tree. So too, the earnings are included in the hands. Even though the Ritva acknowledges, and the Rashba does not like this, even though the Ritva acknowledges, How could you compare fruit to a tree and earnings to hands? Fruit to a tree is a natural process that comes out of the tree. Earnings. What if you stick? What, even if you don't water the tree, there's probably going to be some fruit. But earnings, that's not really so natural. So you might say you can't compare, says the Rebbe. No, you can still compare. Still, kimlu l'rabanan, since the hands are toreach in this, it's considered dekalapei rosa. It's not like, this is the contrast, it's not like you put out a trap and the animal is caught in the trap afterwards. That's something totally different. That's a case of davish l'bala olam. But dekala peirosav or yadayim l'maisi yadayim, that's enough bala olam.
It's the potential.
It's the potential, right? Potential. A trap doesn't have potential for animals. That's something totally different. That would be too much l'bala olam. Are we talking about the ikker? So it depends. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's just the extra. According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, it's whatever we're talking about after she's divorced. So it could even be the ikker. Means everything, right? So he also Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, as we said. So it's talking about everything after the divorce. Fine. So that's the case. So Lamaisa, let's focus. What was the answer? Really, he holds ein adam makdish davish l'bala olam. But this case is a davish l'bala olam because he's being makdish the hands, and therefore Shmuel could say, I hold like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who says you're right. Right now, it doesn't work because right now it's not his. But he has to be worried about it after she gets divorced. After he divorces her, it's going to become usher. He might want to take her back, and therefore he's worried about it. Says the Gemara. Yeah. That what? Right, Dekla Perosav. That's how we got out of proving Rabbi Meir. In the Chanami. So we're going to reject this in a minute anyway. Says the Gemara, V'chi ka'amra hachi mimakadish. So what? This isn't a good answer. Still, ha'mishadulei. How could she make such an answer? Her hands are meshubit to him. Like Tosva said, we're talking about a case where he's giving her mizonis and mosar and ma kesef. So how could she even say that about her hands? Fine, you got out of the problem of Dover shalo bala olam, but it's still not his. So the Gemara says, yeah, da'amar l'chi mikrisha. That's the whole point. She's talking about when I get divorced. When I get divorced, it should be usher. So the Gemara says, is that possible? Umiika mi didi lohasha lo kadish ulakame kadish. Could I ever be makdish something in the future if I cannot be makdish it now? If it's not biyadi to makdish it now, how can I be makdish it now for the future? I can't do that. So the Gemara says, so we're going to go back and forth now with questions and answers. Let's just keep in mind what's a question and what's an answer. So we just got to a question. Is that possible? And therefore, if we end now, we reject this answer. So now we're going to say, no, it's possible. Amar Rabbi Loi, Alam Alo. Why not? Ilo Amar Lechaveiro. Sada Zushani Mocher Lecha, Lukshek Kechena Mimcha, Tikadash Milo Kacha. Rhetorical question, but period. If I say to you, you know this field that I have? I'm going to sell it to you, but it's hektish when I buy it back from you. That could work. So why not here too? Why not here too? What's the difference? So Gemara says, no, there's a big difference. Moskav Lora B'Yermia. Me dummy. How can you compare the cases? Hasam over there by the field that I say, you know this field that I have? When I sell it to you, I'm going to buy it back and be makdashid. B'yodel ha'kdisha. Right now it's mine. So right now I can be makdashid. So I could say also in the future I'm going to be makdashid. Hacha ein b'yodel ha'garishas atzma. But over here, in the case that the woman is trying to do it, that she wants to say her earnings are hektash in the future, she can't divorce herself. It's not her choice. Balkarcha, right? Midaraisa. It's the husband's decision. Holo damya. You know what this case is really similar to? Ella omele chaveru. If I go to my friend and say, sadazusha macharti lacha. The field that I already sold to you. Lushekhanim imcha tikdash. Delokacha. Right? The field that I already sold to you should be kodesh. So you see, that wouldn't be hektish, because it's not mine now. Question mark. And therefore, at this point, we have rejected the answer. Because we're saying, how could you compare? So it's not biyada now. So how could she make a neder that'll work for after the divorce? So we end up at a question. So now we try to defend again. Maskalara papa mi dami. There's still a difference between the cases. Hasam, over there, where you're trying to be makdish, the feel that your friend has, you have nothing. Gufo peres b'yada delokeach. The buyer has everything. He has the karka, he has the payers, he has everything. Hacha gufa biyadahu. Still here, she has her hands. She has her hands, so what that the earnings are going to go to him? But she has something, so maybe you could say this is better, and she'd be able to do it. There is something biyado. Halo damya, this is similar to a case of la'omer l'chaveiro. I say to my friend, sadazu shemishkanti l'cha, the field that you have as a mashkon, a collateral, it's really my field, you're holding it as security. Yes, the Gemara says, balchov kone mashkon. Okay, but that's, you have to figure out what that means. But really, a mashkon is the owner's, and therefore, that's a similar case. And if I say to you, when I take back my mashkon, that would work. If I say when I get by Mashkon, it's hektish, that would work. So isn't that the similar case here? Because she has some connection, it's her hands. So at this point, we have defended. And we could end the Gemara now. The Gemara says, no, not the Kasha. Maskav l'Rav Shisha b'Rei d'Rav Idi, mi dami. Is it, can you really compare the cases again? Hasa b'yadu l'Tosa. By the Mashkon, you can get it back whenever you want. You can get back your Mashkon, you can pay your loan. Hacha aim b'yadu l'Garish Atzma. Again, she can't divorce herself. So it's totally not b'yadu. So halo dami, the Gemara says, okay, let me modify for a minute. Halo dami aloma l'chaveiro. Similar to this case. Sadezu shemishkanti l'chal l'eser shanim. If I say, here's a mashkon for 10 years, when I redeem it, it'll be kodesh. So that works. So to here. So what? It's not biyada right now. It'll still work when, you know, later. So the Gemara again says, no, rejection. Maskav l'Ravashi, mi dam, you cannot compare any of these cases to the case of the woman. Hasam la'eser shana mi abiyada laftosa. By the case of the mashkon, he can, it is in his power to get the mashkon back in 10 years. Here it's never in her power to get divorced. Question mark. So ultimately we have rejected the answer. Meaning, we've tried for the past 15 lines to say, can the woman, what the woman do? She wants to say right now, there's no problem of davish l'bala olam, because it's her hands, it's not the earnings. So no davish l'bala olam. But her hands belong to her husband now. It's a shibud. So can she say something as hektish now for the future? So we've tried to say yes, 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 and we've ended up saying no. If you can't make something hektish now, you can't make it hektish in the future, because it's not biyadcha. Biyadcha is a certain power that you have to do something, and you don't have it now. So we're back to our original question. The question again, the stira of Shmuel. The Shmuel holds like our Mishnah, Ein adam makdash davar shel bala olam, and he holds like the Mishnah that's quoted, adam makdash davar shel bala olam. So, back to the question. So we have answer number 4 that is finally accepted. Ela amar Rav Ashi, konamos ka'amrit. You're asking me about konamos, shiny konamos to kedushas ha'gufnin hu. Konamos are special because they receive inherent kedusha. Kedushas ha'guf, like a karbon. Ukidarava, like Rava says, to amarava, hektish chamitz v'shichur mafkin midei shibud. Rava has the statement, we had this a number of times before. Rava says, if I have a shibud, if I owe somebody money, and there is something, my nechasim are meshubit to him. Let's say I have even a certain item that's meshubit, and then I am either makdish that item, or Pesach comes, and it turns into chametz, that's us, and it's chametz, and it's asr on Pesach, or a shichur, or there's a slave that I'm going to pay the person back with, and I free the slave. Any of those actions are mafkia the shibud, even though there's a prior shibud, but Rava says these three undermine the shibud, and it's tough luck on the loveh. Tough luck on the malveh. These three are so powerful that they are mafkia the shibud. And therefore here too, even though the hands are meshubid to the husband, still the woman is doing this, she's making a konam, that's a hektish, and therefore it's mafkia the shibud. Says the Gemara 1 minute then, v'niktashu mahashta. So why doesn't it work right away then? If it's mafkia the shibud, why does it only work after she dies? Or after she gets divorced? So Gemara says, no, almua rabbanu l'shibudi debal, kichin lo tiktash behashta. No, we don't want her doing this in the marriage. So we make the husband as if he, very strong. Rashi quotes that, as if he's a buyer. He bought it already. So the Rabbanan gave special powers to the husband that while they're married, his shibud overrides. But general, hektish is mafkia midei shibud. Tosas asks a question. Tosas, you asked konamos. He said that this is true that hektish or any of these konam could be mafkia midei shibud. So why wouldn't everybody do this to their baal chov? I don't want to pay back money. I don't want you to get the money. So I'm going to make my stuff into a konam. So Tosfos says, "Kol adam yafkia kol mamono mi baal chov." Everybody's going to do this. All my stuff should be konam to you. So Tosfos says, "No, you can't do that." Tosfos says, "Why? Because just like we made a husband strong, we made a baal chov strong, right?" That's Tosfos' answer. The Rashba says, "You're right; it'll work, but we'll just put you in chayrim, and therefore we'll put you in chayrim until you change your mind. Just like if somebody doesn't, we're going to have later on priyas baal chov mitzvah. We're going to have later on that bezin's kofe you to do your mitzvahs. So this is no worse than that." So Rashba says, "You're right; it'll work. We'll put you in chayrim until you pay up." Okay. Rashi here says what he says in Psachim and in Gittin and elsewhere. We've touched on this a number of times. We can't get so much into it now. Which hektish are we talking about here? Rava says hektish is mafkia midei shibud. Rashi says again, without explaining it, this is only by kedushas haguf and not kedushas damim. We mentioned that there are two types of hektish. Kedushas haguf means something that inherently has kedusha that is going to be sacrificed on the mizbeach. There's something that belongs. You're makdish a spoon to the Beis Hamikdash, giving it a klisharis has kedushas haguf. An animal is kedushas aguf. Bedek habayis, I could give anything to the. I give this table to the Beis HaMikdash. That means its value is really hektish. The Beis HaMikdash could sell it and get the money for the Beis HaMikdash. So says Rashi, this halacha of Rava is only hektish by Kibbutz Shiva, but it's only by kedushas aguf. So why is that? So we mentioned in the past the Torah of Reb Chaim based on Tosvos, and that is Reb Chaim in the Grach Halashas Reish Mem Tes, that there's a big difference between kedushas aguf and kedushas bedek habayis. Kedushas haguf, based on the answers and the answers of Gemaras, which we're not going to go into now. Kedushas haguf, in a monetary sense, it's still 100% yours. You just added kedusha to this animal. Even though it's more extreme kedusha, Didi Mamanis, it's still your animal. You were just makdish it. Kedushas bedek habayis, monetarily, it has now become belonging to Hektish. Once it becomes belonging to Hektish on a monetary level, Mamela gets Kodesh. But it's not directly, you're not Makdish it really. You just give it to the Beis HaMikdash, it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, and now it becomes Hektish. So that's why Reb Chaim Rashi explains that this Hektish of Rava is only by Kedushas Aguf. Because if it's bedek habayis, but bedek habayis first and foremost is Dini Mamanis. So that's not going to work here because you have a prior lien on this. There's a previous Dini Mamanis Shibud. So then if it's purely Dini Mamanis, only the previous Dini Mamanis is the one that works. Aye, but if it's Kedushas Aguf, that's not working through the Dini Mamanis element. That's this new sanctification. A new sanctification, so that could work on a previous Shibud. This has nothing to do with Dini Mamanis. Something new, and that's why it's Mafkia Midei Shibud. Okay.
Well, the answer tells
us the question why people wouldn't make... Well, Konam is different than regular Hektish. Konam is different. Konam would, I mean, it gives a kedushas haguf, but still, I don't know if that would answer total. Okay, Mishnah. V'yelu malachos. The following are the malachos, she'isha osa l'baila, that the wife has to do for her husband. So the Ritva says, of course, there are other malachos, the dvarim shel chiba, these are even these malachos. Even these malachos, number one. Number two, we're going to see later on that if either the husband or the wife has a certain standard of living that the woman or the husband themselves do not do these malachos, then that applies as well. This is a case where they don't have a certain standard of living, and it's basic malachas, what the woman's responsibility is. Tochenes, viofes, she grinds, she bakes, umechabeses, laundry, vevasheles, she cooks, umenikes benah, she nurses her son. Interesting, her son. What if she has twins? Her son. The Yerushalmi here says, if there's twins, you only have to nurse one. The other one you could get, you could hire out another woman to help you nurse, and that's the psak of the Rambam and the Rif. The Torah quotes his father, the Rush, that says, you know what, she should try to nurse both. Try to nurse both. But even though it says binah, because the question is, does binah mean one, or is it lafuke? The Rush says, try to nurse both, because really binah might just be lafuke, a son from another wife. You don't have to nurse that one. Only her son, not anybody else's son. So either way, the question is, what does binah mean? Matzas lo amita, she could spread out his bed, make his bed, v'osa b'tzemer, and she does certain items in wool. Let's say she brings in one shifcha, so then she could get rid of some of the malachas. Lo tochenes v'ofet lo mechabeses. Shtayim, ein mevashals v'imenikas binah. Shalosh, ein, I mean, nowadays we know that nursing is something that women, many women love to do. Here, it's like a malacha, but it's really something that it's a privilege also. Shalosh is a certain connection between mother and child that a father will never have. Shalosh ein matzahas lo hamita, ve'ein osa b'tzemer. Arba, yeshev v'katadrash. Brings it four, she sits in an armchair, she could relax, doesn't have to do anything. Rabbi Elazar Omer, no. I feel like lo me'ah shvachas, kofel asa b'tzemer. Even if you have 100 shvachas, you got to do something. Shabbatal mevila di zima. Because doing nothing will lead to illicit consequences if she's just not doing anything. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, a little differently. Even if he makes a neder that his wife should not do any malacha for him, he has to divorce her. Because if she's going to do nothing, she's going to go crazy. Right? Got to do something in life. You can't just sit around and do nothing. Right? A child that yearns to be home from school, after a day home from school, they go crazy. Right? They don't know what to do with themselves. They're sick. Oh, they're so happy they're sick. They're going to be home. After a day, they're finished. They want to go back to school. Right? Boredom leads to craziness. Okay. Gemara tochenes al gadaitach. Does she really have to get down to the mill and grind? That's female work? Ela ema matchenes. I mean, she gets everything ready and then she puts it into the mill. Or a handmill. That's very small and therefore she could work on it. Masleisi lo Rabbi Chiya, the Mishnah's not like Rabbi Chiya. Tatani Rabbi Chiya. Ein isha ela leyofi, ein isha ela lebanim. Rabbi Chiya says, a woman has, how you translate this literally, but a very important aspect of a woman's life is her beauty and her children, and all these malachas would take away. At least the Rishonim talk about which malachas are is Reb Chiya against. But either way, some of them are against the Yofi and the Banim, and therefore she wouldn't have to do it. V'tani Reb Chiya ein isha ela tachshite isha. jewelry is an important part of the woman's life, right? The husband has the chiyuv to buy her jewelry on Yontif. We'll talk more about that in a second. If a man wants to make his wife shine, he should give her clay pishtun. He wants his daughter to have a nice complexion. Yachilena efrochim, should feed her efrochim, chicken. Vyashkena chalav samach lepirkan, give her a milk as she's coming of age. Okay. So again, this is a big discussion exactly where this comes up. Mefarshim use this in the various contexts. Just to give you two. One is a chizkuni. The chizkuni says in Baloscha, by the Lashon Hara that was spoken by Miriam, by Aaron and Moshe, how did they know that he was Porish? How did they know that Moshe was Porish from his wife? So the chizkuni says, Ra says that he Porish lo haisem is kashetas b'zachshidei nashim. She wasn't wearing jewelry. Amrullah, what's going on? Malachash, ain't atmos kashetas, right? The Gemara says, ain't isha ela tachshitin. So she says, Amrullah, ain't achicha makbid v'davar. Aydekach yada Miriam. Yamrullah chehav ishneim dibruba. Right, that's how they found out, because she didn't have the tachshitin on. She wasn't making herself beautiful. Right, you got to make yourself beautiful for the husband first. That's the first step. And number two, this line is also used in the context of the poskim when they talk about plastic surgery. Rav Moshe, right, plastic surgery, let's say an elective plastic surgery. Is there any issue of elective plastic surgery, especially for men or women? But that comes up more, let's say, with women. They just want to look nicer. You know, elective, so there's an issue of chavala. Chovah b'asim was an isadaraisa. Not that it be chovah yourself. But, ain't isha el liofi. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva about this in Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Beis Simin Samach Vav, where he discusses this issue. And he says, first he discusses chavala, imnara mutul yapus atzma aide nituach, shu chavala bagufa. So he goes through the whole discussion and he thinks, chavala, if you look in the Rambam and elsewhere, chavala is only usur if it's derech nitzayon ubizayon. But if it's chavala litzorech yofi, litzorech tovas ha person, so therefore it's not a problem. And therefore he ends off the tshuva, quoting our Gemara, binara shayipu yoser tzorech v'tovala mila ish, especially for a woman. And as it says in Maseches Ksubis, Ein Isha Ela Leyofi, Shavada Yish Lahachshev Shulu Tovasa, Umuteres Lachbol Bishvil His Yapos. Okay, so as long as it's done, I guess with a certain limit, if one gets different tons and tons of operations, I think the poskim would still be. You have to know what is Yofi and what is Yofi also. But again, you have to, somebody should ask a posek, but either way, Rav Moshe quotes our Gemara related to that. Okay, just why I forgot to mention, Hektish Maspiyami De Shibud, a lot of the Shemi Shmuel Mefarshim say, if you're Maktish yourself, Kodesh Lashem, you could get out of any Meshubah to the Yetzihara. Hektish Maspiyami De Shibud. Okay, stop here. This year was sponsored by the Nachman family. Mazdech Nishmas. Mayor Ben Yisrael. Samach Vav.